Now let's remember a time when government money was flowing to the space program. In Huntsville, Alabama, there's an unusual gravestone. It reads, Miss Baker, Squirrel Monkey, first U.S. animal to fly in space and return alive, May 28, 1959. Miss Baker had company on that flight, a monkey named Abel. NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports on two famous monkeys who made a historic space voyage 50 years ago today.
2 years before the first person ever flew in space, news reports were already celebrating heroic space travelers.
At Cape Canaveral, two tiny astronauts, monkeys Abel and Baker, are readied for the first flight into outer space and safe return of Earth flight.
The monkeys' safe return was anything but certain.
The rhesus monkey and the much smaller squirrel monkey are secured in separate capsules in the nose cone of a Jupiter missile.
Abel and Baker were hardly the first animals to go for a rocket ride. Starting in 1947, the U.S. government began blasting creatures into space to see if they could survive. Chris Dubbs is co-author of a book called Animals in Space.
Fruit flies were the first living thing to go into space. And then they started sending monkeys in 1948, the first attempt to send a monkey into space.
The key word there is attempt. Rockets exploded, parachutes failed, nose cones got lost at sea. Six monkeys, all named Albert, died. So did a monkey called Gordo. Meanwhile, the Soviets were sending dogs on suborbital flights. At least 30 came back alive. And in 1957, a Soviet dog named Laika became the first animal to orbit the planet, though she did not survive.
Americans were aware of this, and the space race was clearly on by the time Abel and Baker came on the scene.
Miles out into space they travel. 15 minutes and 1,700 ground miles later, the capsule is fished from the waters of the Caribbean.
Joseph Guyon commanded a Navy ship, USS Kiowa, that was sent to retrieve the monkeys. He says their fiery re-entry lit up the sky.
The nose cone arced down like almost like a shooting star down toward the water. Just came down very rapidly and boom, it was gone.
At first, he thought the monkeys had sunk, but then a lookout spotted the nose cone bobbing in the water. Guyon says as the military doctors opened it up and saw the monkeys were alive, they looked as happy as if they'd just delivered babies. He says Baker was incredibly tiny.
I was just floored to see how small her capsule was. It was about the size of a large thermos bottle. She was extremely easy to talk to and hold, and she was like a little doll. Abel was just the opposite. You could not get near her.
Abel and Baker had experienced about 9 minutes of weightlessness. They were instant celebrities. The New York Times reported that at a press conference, quote, the correspondents pushed each other and clambered over chairs to get closer. The monkeys made the cover of Life magazine. Unfortunately, Abel died just a few days later, during a medical procedure to remove an electrode. Her stuffed body is on display at the Smithsonian. But Baker lived another 25 years, mostly at the U.S. Space and Rocket Center in Huntsville, Alabama. Ed Buckby is a former director of the center who remembers Baker well.
She would get 100 to 150 letters a day from school children. So she was very prominent in the story of our early spaceflight ventures.
The first humans reached space in 1961, but the monkeys weren't forgotten. Buckby says over 300 people attended Baker's funeral. And, he says, often when you walk past her grave, you'll see that someone has left her a banana. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
Now, some of the news footage you heard there in Nell's piece actually comes from a video that we have up on our website, npr.org, and I'm looking at it right now, old black and white footage. You can see every last detail as these monkeys were prepped for their space flight and also their return, their rescue in the water. You can see them meeting the press after they got home. Yes, I said meeting the press. There are reporters there who appear to be trying to ask questions. So I'm looking at this video, and you can tell the monkeys had very different reactions when they got back to Earth. Baker just wanted to get her hands on some food, and Abel was much more chill. Like, you know, this was just another day at the office. I swear, I am looking at a monkey right now after returning from space, yawning.